This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by MMAHQ.com, the world's best MMA daily deal site. Boxing Box, learn the fight on instinct.
And BetDSI.com, bet on MMA and get a 20% discount.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 73. My name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith, and this is the MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
And
yeah, what?
We're not coming off hot. We're coming off lukewarm.
It's lukewarm at best.
UFC 135, Denver, Colorado just happened.
Yeah, I hear the air is
High altitude.
It's kind of high up there.
Yes. And it was an interesting card.
It was. Speaking of high, did you see Steven Seagal talking to fucking Ariel Helwani?
I didn't until I just showed up.
Yes. What was your opinion on this motherfucker?
Well, it seems like Seagal is, like you mentioned before we started taping, that he's trying to latch on to guys. Like, he's making shit up. He's trying to say he knows John Jones. John Jones is like, I don't want him in my locker room. Like, no disrespect, but, like, I don't know Steven Seagal.
Right.
Like, and he's sitting there saying that he knows more than Joe Rogan, and he seemed a little condescending even towards Ariel in the interview. So I think maybe he is high.
He sure sounded like it, because every time he said something, he was like, with his fucking shooter sunglasses on.
I don't know what the dude's deal is. He's trying to, maybe he's trying to stay in the limelight, you know?
Well, they should just ban him from the fucking UFC.
He obviously had... He's not going to pay for tickets. I'm sure they let him come in. But why would they do that? I don't understand.
I think so we can talk about it, make fun of him, maybe?
Just to create some kind of buzz, or...
Could be.
And why does Anderson Silva let him latch on? It's weird.
And why does Anderson Silva let him, like, bitch slap him in training?
Maybe it's
like, I just twisted your wrist. They're like, bitch, you can't small manipulate during MMA fights.
Wrists are illegal? Can you do wrist
work? I think he was finger fucking him, too.
I have to bring up a point, though.
What's that?
I just saw the rules because someone posted them. I don't think you can do feet to the liver, to the kidneys from guard.
No, you can't. That was 10 shows ago.
What's that?
So it was like 10 shows ago. Okay. Know the rules.
Okay. I remember you telling me that's totally legal. I'm like, wait a minute. It seems like it shouldn't be legal, and it's not.
It's not.
I just happened to get that in passing yesterday, and I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
That was like 15
Because you're making
shows
fun
ago.
Of me about that. You're saying, oh, that's totally legal. I'm like, it seems
it's
like...
It's not effective.
It's not legal.
But, it's not legal. I probably saw the same thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was like a big,
I saw it
long
like a month
post.
And a half
okay.
ago.
Anyways.
I suppose I could have sent that to you and said, you're right. But no.
Okay. Because I thought it seemed like it would be dangerous. But speaking of illegal.
Dangerous?
Illegal. The reason I brought that up is because I know we're going to talk about the main event shortly.
Sure.
But Jones was using the knee kick a lot to on Rampage.
And that's legal.
And that's that is legal.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that's necessarily cool? Is that like...
Well, it seems like a lot of people have been using it. It seems like Anderson Silva likes to use that one. Who else is using it? There's someone else that was using it a lot. But
the kick?
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of like one of those...
It's like a foot stomp.
Sportsmanship, you should not do it because you know that the other guy could do it too and wreck your shit. So it's like, it's just way... I don't know. It just seems real dirty, you know? It really does. Because that's the one thing that if you get that wrecked, you get an arm broken, you come back, but a knee, it's serious. You know, as a fighter, that's your base. I mean,
I don't know. Just straight kick him in the knee.
In the
balls. If he's tough, I mean, he hyperextended it a little, too.
A few times, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I digress.
I would only do that if it was injured.
If the knee was...
Okay. He already had, like, a pre-injury on that knee and maybe a couple of surgeries like Shogun. I may kick that knee.
You may kick the knee a little bit.
He did it to Shogun, too.
He did, yeah. So
that's his move.
I guess that's
his go-to.
It is.
To keep
he's
you in line,
Anderson
man.
Silva. Maybe he's preparing to fight him. But speaking of the card, scores are down here. I have no idea how we did. I think I'm about 500.
I think I was like 80%.
Oh, yeah? And
the eight ball, I don't know yet.
Yeah. And we will post the finals under here now
right there.
For the season. So, because we forgot again.
Oh, BJ Penn should be attacking. He's the only one celebrating.
Oh,
everybody
BJ's
else,
back.
Everyone Sweet. Else is attacking.
Love BJ. And we did watch the fights at Brent's house again.
Yes, sir.
MMARecap.com. If you're in the Chicago Midwest area, you should check out his website. He just redid it.
I thought you were going to say, check out his house. He'll be hosting the next party.
Here's the address. No. Yeah, so that was really cool to go over there again and watch it. And he had a bunch of people over. There was betting and
there was no betting. I don't know
betting,
what you're talking
peanuts
about.
On games and things. So
yeah.
Is it legal? Illegal? I have no idea.
It's illegal. We don't bet. We just make gentlemen wagers.
Betting
for,
on like armor.
No league. Cash involved.
Sorry, Brent.
There were no $90 to winner and
be a guy named Brent.
$85 or $90 no to anybody.
But yeah, and he's also launching a new thing with some kind of artist. Who's
yeah, he had a cool like picture thing.
Yep. So
you should check that
stay
out.
Stay tuned because I'm going to talk to him about maybe helping him sell some or put some on the show or give some stuff away to kind of promote that thing because it local artist, cool MMA thing, you know, why not?
That's right. And you might even want to put your balls on it. I don't know. It's like a stamp of approval.
Isn't
put your
song,
nuts on
put
it.
Put your balls on it.
It is.
That's Eazy-E, is that what it is? Put your balls on it?
I think that's Taint Stick.
I don't know. I'm not up with the gangster rap.
That's not gangster.
Put your balls on it?
Yeah. It's Jason Ellis.
Oh, okay. That's it. I don't
You're trying to go gangster rap on me. What's up with that?
I have no idea.
You going 209? Are you shooting 9 sideways already?
Speaking of 209, it's funny that you mentioned that.
Is it?
The 209 was victorious and broke the MMA Nuts curse. Did you know this?
It did.
For the
and
first
that's
time
amazing.
Ever. Who, you know, it was going to be a Diaz brother who broke that curse. Why wouldn't it be?
We don't know because all the drug tests have not come back yet.
Oh. Wouldn't that be messed up? The curse still, yes.
So we have to get a clean drug test. I'm not alleging anything. I'm just saying that all drug tests need to come back clean since his brother did have his win taken away.
Right. What we're talking about is that anytime the two of us agree and the eight ball agrees, usually that fighter is doomed.
They're fucked.
And in the almost two years we've been doing this, it's 100% so far, not including this fight right now.
Yeah.
Diaz versus Takanori Yomi, where Diaz looked pretty darn good at 155. I was surprised.
Yeah, it's like his boxing was on, and he kept peppering him with a fucking jab like it was going out of style.
Yes.
And when he had him down on the ground, and it was weird because he locks the triangle up, and he kind of rolled him, and then he went for the armbar, and it looked like he could have just finished it with the triangle.
Yeah. Gomi left it hanging around.
Yeah.
I think he wanted out. It looked to me like he was done.
Yeah.
He was tired. You were saying he was tired after like 90 seconds. It's like, whoa, he looks tired already.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he broke his nose because his mouth was, he was huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
And speaking of the huffing and puffing, there was a lot of huffing and puffing. All these, he's looking all scared.
What are you going to say?
All these heavyweights fighting here in the thin air of Colorado.
Yeah, maybe that, I forgot they were in Colorado. Maybe that had something to do with it.
Could have.
The altitude.
So they only had 2 minutes of cardio versus 3.
That's right. It's a big difference.
It is. What was the thing we were saying? I was saying, like, heavyweight should only be a 1-round fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was your suggestion? Like, maybe for the second round, you throw in, like, a little fighter, like a 155-er, like a third man in?
No, they shouldn't stop. It should just be, like, at some point, which fight were we watching? I think I was watching, we were watching the...
The Hunt-Rothwell?
Yeah, maybe. Because they were just laying on, I think Hunt was laying on top of him. I'm like, wouldn't it be awesome if, like, a 155-er or a 135-er comes in right now and just goes balls out on the guy on top and just fucking chokes him and goes crazy?
You bring fucking Roger Huerta in, you shoot him up with all sorts of amphetamines and shit.
Just
let him go
shit.
Crazy.
Yeah, and
that'd be fucking great.
Why not? That'd be awesome. So then that guy gets to fight and try to win. And that would be weird. How would you do the points? I don't know.
I don't know.
He's winning at that point.
But, there are no rules for him. He can do whatever he wants.
Huerta?
Yeah.
Grab the balls, bite the balls.
He can do whatever he wants.
Ears.
He wants to Joe-san you, he'll Joe-san you. He doesn't care.
Be like that, what's that guy, Schmeagle from the Lord of the Rings? What do you call that guy?
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. That,
sure.
The crazy guy?
Yeah. That guy.
But yeah, the heavyweights looked horrid.
That's, again, look what fights did we cover? Not those two.
Not those two. And we're speaking of Travis Brown versus Rob Broughton from the UK, who we knew coming into this fight had no ground game. Brown didn't take it to the ground until, what, this late in the second round, I think, maybe?
Yeah, and in the third round. And he got mount both times pretty easily.
Yeah, pretty easily, yep. Yeah, so, I mean, that was sloppy. It was real sloppy. After him coming off that great performance against Struve.
And, with the Superman punch knockout of the century.
It seems like that guy has still got a long way to go before he's, you know, considered in the mix.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even put him. I don't know if he's top 10 now, but I wouldn't put him up there anywhere near top 10 at this point.
No way.
Broughton he's got decent stand up, but I think he never really got going in that fight. Like, I've seen him on YouTube and stuff, and that guy's pretty tough. I don't know exactly what happened, but we'll see what's next for Brown. Do you have anybody for Brown or
no?
Diaz?
I didn't even.
What about Diaz? And you think he?
Well, for Diaz, I know Sam Stout pulled out of his fight. And I wouldn't mind seeing a little scrap between those guys. I know we've called Stout out for a couple fights, but
yeah,
you know, Diaz has got to get—he's got to get into the mix. You can't just feed him right to the top tier. But Stout's probably on the fringe, you know, top 15.
He looks better at 155, I think. He's fast.
Yeah, and I don't want to see him fight a wrestler. So give him someone with the stand up, because every time he fights a wrestler, he gets fucked and he loses. Yeah, and he gets taken down and tries to work his ground game. This time it worked. You can work off his back.
Yeah, Gomi's sub-defense is out there. It's pretty much, you know, and didn't you call the submission?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think I called a choke.
Did you?
Maybe in the second round, but.
Okay.
He still got it. He still got the sub.
He did. And then, of course, the other heavyweight fight we didn't cover was Rothwell versus Mark Hunt.
Didn't I call for him to be cut after UFC 150?
Yeah, after the Gilbert Evil fight.
I don't like to talk shit, like bad on guys, but really, this is the second time that I've been subjected to a fight where it was, well, this one wasn't even good for 3 minutes. I mean, you got 2 minutes.
Yep.
And then we got a flurry at the end where Mark Hunt almost pulls off an armbar.
Yep.
I was like, just use your fucking leg and kick his other arm off and break that shit. Break it.
Well, the thing we talked about last night was that Rothwell seems like a guy who can't be knocked out. So, like you were saying, every time he gets hit, if it's imagine like you know, there's points being taken from his stamina, so you can't stop him, but he just gets slower and slower. And there was I think they had to pick him up in between the second and third round.
They had to cart him off. I think at that point the fight is over. If you can't get up on your own, the fight should be over.
Yeah, and you know, no disrespect, but that guy needs to work on his cardio. I don't want to see it, because there's lots of other heavyweights who come in and they can go 3 rounds.
Right.
Even a guy like Lesnar, who people give shit to all the time, that guy goes 3 rounds. No problem.
Right.
It's
And there were lots of like other fights that were on the undercard that could have easily replaced both of these heavyweight fights.
Yeah. Like Ferguson, Riley, Nick Ring, Tim Boach, which both were good spike fights.
Yeah. I guess you still want to have good ones on there to try to help sell the pay-per-view, so you got to kind of juggle, like, okay, put a couple good ones in this slot, and then maybe not so good on the main.
It seems like I've noticed a trend. I don't know if you agree. The Facebook fights lead up to, like, it's almost like three separate cards. It's like a crescendo going up. They go to a point where the best fight is last. Same with the spike, the best fight is last, where the last spike fight might be even better than the beginning fight of the undercard on the pay-per-view. It's kind of like...
Well, each one is trying to get you to go to the next step.
Yeah.
Okay, I watched this Facebook one. Wow, that was fucking awesome. Now I'm on spike. Mm-hmm. Well, I watched these two. Okay, I want to see what else is going to happen. Let me buy the pay-per-view.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, one thing I didn't know about Hunt was that when he came over from Pride, I was reading that they wanted to pay him off and just say, just retire. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, I want to fight. So,
and this is on like I don't think it was a 4 or 5 fight losing streak.
Yeah. So that's why he actually ended up, he fought McCorkle in that fight. Because it was like, why is he fighting McCorkle? He had lost so many times. But I think Dana, because he liked guys who want to fight, he's like, well, even if he lost, he would keep him around again. Knocked out Tershier, you know.
Yeah, crazy that walk-off uppercut.
And now I would say Hunt, you know, didn't look that bad. I mean, didn't look that great, but didn't look that bad either. So I think I'd like to see him fight a guy like a Roy Nelson or something. That's kind of like something along those. Another guy, a little slugger, you know, I don't know.
What do
you
For one round, that's great. I think all heavyweight fights should be 1 round.
10 minutes or no time limit?
Something, man. They gotta do something, because I can't handle this shit. You gotta get some cardio. I'm not accepting. That's the only thing I'm gonna agree with Steven Seagal saying, is that I don't accept that the thin air is the reason why people can't breathe. Although I have been in Colorado and been in good shape and gone off a flight of steps and been out of breath, so maybe if you're a fighter, you should acclimate to that zone.
You would think that you would, yeah. So there's places in the country where you can train at altitude. You know, I think California was a Big Bear. They have Colorado.
You could just go there early.
Yeah. For some people, it affects more than others. Like I was telling you, I didn't really have a problem when I was there.
Oh, I did.
It didn't bother me. It was weird. It's like everyone was getting, I'm like, I don't know, I don't feel the altitude. So,
well, even cars, you had to tune them differently, because we were driving up there from Illinois to Colorado. When you start getting up into the hills, I think the top speed we could do was like 65 miles an hour, because the car couldn't handle it.
Oh, because the air is different? Yeah. It's so thin?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
It was wild.
I never even thought of that. But, you know, I don't
know. We were going to die, too. In the hills. Little winding roads, and it's snowy as shit, and you're not getting as much power as the car. Yeah.
Oh, I flew and took a, like, a local... It was a 18-hour drive.
We were in a Dodge Daytona. There were three of us, and I got in the back because, like, the one dude just drove. Yeah, the one dude drove straight. Okay. The other kid was like 6'4", and I'm 6'1", so I'm like, well, it makes more sense for me to get in the back of this motherfucker. Cramped in for 18 hours. Like, Jesus Christ.
I'd go nuts.
That's what you do in college, though.
Yes.
You gotta go. You gotta go on a little spring break at Keystone.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
It's like, would you ski? Snowboard?
Oh, yeah, ski.
Ski?
And the best is, like, skiing in shorts. We got to do that one day because it was, like, fucking sick. I said, it's 60 degrees out. I'm wearing fucking shorts. I ain't falling. I ain't worried. Take a chance. Shit your pants.
They still had snow at this temperature?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe it was 50. I don't know. It was warm enough.
Or 38.
It was warm enough to wear
fucking shorts. He was drunk. He doesn't remember.
You got to wear shorts at least once when you're skiing.
Yeah.
If you get the opportunity.
I haven't done it. I you know what? I do like skiing. But I like snowboarding a lot more, so...
I never tried that.
You would like it, I think. It's more laid back. It's like, you know, you just kind of chill and do your thing. And,
yeah.
The one thing I didn't like about skis is if you fall down, the shit goes everywhere.
Sometimes.
With a snowboard, you're stuck to it. Which can also hinder you, because, you know, sometimes you don't want to be stuck to your board because you smash into stuff. Yeah. That's how my buddy broke his foot, because he wiped out. And, yeah, the snowboard caught on something, and he didn't stop, and... cracked right over the boot. It was gross. Yeah.
Did it come through his skin, a little compound action?
Yeah.
Did you go up and touch it? Does this hurt?
No.
Does this hurt?
No, basically I got there. And like, you know, the boots are like this high, if you can see that. They're like this high. And his foot was pointing over there.
Fucking awesome.
I'm like, that doesn't look good. I'm like, are you all right? He goes, I don't know, man. I can't feel it right now, but it doesn't look good. Okay. Let's get, you know, one of those paramedics over here.
Holy
it
was shit. Bad.
He recovered, but he went back to skating after that. It's, you know, it happens.
So I should snowboard then, is what you're trying to say.
It's totally safe.
It sounds like it. Fuck yeah, let's do this.
It's not any more dangerous than Thai boxing, you know, I don't think.
No, but we haven't been injured doing that.
Well, we've been hurt, but not injured.
Right.
Okay.
So. How's that? Fair? Fair assessment?
Moving on, we have Matt Hughes and Josh Koscheck, which I don't know about you, but I was surprised by
the amphetamines
How good Hughes looked for the first, you know, 3 minutes or so. He looked faster than Koscheck. He was getting off early. He was on top of his game. I think Koscheck wasn't prepared for the game speed that was coming at him.
Well, Koscheck said the problem was that one of the first punches hit him right on the orbital bone that he had broken.
Yeah.
So he was discombobulated, and it took him a while to get his composure back. And then finally he got his composure back, and then that's when he started being the aggressor.
Okay.
Probably whatever it was. Like
3.5 minutes
or
something.
Yeah. And then you see him knock him down, and then that's when he gets the KO. Yeah. But, yeah, the first 3 minutes, like, I think you said it. Like, what the hell is going on with Hughes? Like, he looks fast. He's
really fast. Yeah. Good boxing. Maybe that's from all that training with BJ.
I thought he was doing open hand strikes. So looked like he was trying to poke him in the eye.
No, you said it too. He always had that, like,
yeah. He likes to go open hand, parry.
Yeah. Which is cool. I mean, it's MMA. You don't need to close your hands necessarily.
But when you're throwing a punch, you got to make sure you're closing your
fist. You're trying to poke him in the eye.
Well,
Koscheck.
I'm not calling him a dirty fighter. It just looked like fingers were getting extended.
Finger banging, as you call it? Yeah. So Koscheck ended up knocking him out, right?
Yeah, you got
like a second left in the round?
Yeah, 1 second left. It was at 4:59, and hey, sometimes shit happens like that.
Mm-hmm. Carlos These things Condit, happen in MMA.
Rory McDonald.
That was was like 1 or 2 seconds left too, right?
Yeah, and if that fight didn't get stopped, then McDonald wins the decision.
But yeah.
You got to stop it when it's time to be stopped.
Yeah, that's true. Well, because it happens so fast, it's, you know.
Got to protect people.
Hugh said that he wanted to be put on the shelf. Do you think that...
That means I want Chuck Liddell's cushy VP of whatever job. That's the shelf.
I think he doesn't like that word of retiring. Maybe he doesn't want to say it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Why? It's okay. He's
a proud guy. You know, I don't know. I could see him doing a good job, you know, promoting MMA for the UFC.
Well, I think he was talking about he would like to help get MMA regulated in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they still battling that?
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
I thought they were really close to...
They were, but I think it goes back to what Dana White keeps saying, that it's more of a union thing against, because the Fertittas own a casino in Las Vegas, and there's something going on with a union because they're non-union.
Some weird name union, right?
Yeah.
Something that like sounds totally different.
Housekeeping union
some weird thing like that,
You know, where they have a lot of pull in New York and obviously probably paying some politicians and whatnot to keep MMA out of New York, and it's fucking stupid for New York because you're losing out on all this additional revenue.
Yeah.
You know, there's millions of dollars of business to be done.
Madison Square Garden, dude.
Yeah,
it'd be crazy.
But you can box there, right?
Yes, you can do. They do a lot of things there: wrestling, boxing.
So retarded.
Everything.
I mean, it's like, we'll be in like, I don't even know what to compare that to.
You don't know?
No.
Okay. Well, on that subject, let me just. Yeah. Okay, I've been meaning. I've completely almost forgot about this.
Good.
I was watching. The other night, I was watching the news. Oh, no, it was in the morning. It was Good Morning America.
Yeah.
And they had a...
I'm going to catch up. Keep going.
Okay.
Don't worry about
they showed it. They showed a story, and I thought this was very poor reporting. I don't know if you caught this.
No.
They were showing kids... They portrayed it as kids fighting MMA.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids were... I think they were 9-year-olds, right?
Okay.
So then they show video footage of two kids in a cage.
Yeah.
Only maybe 2-3 seconds, and I looked at it, and Kelly was like... See, that's crazy. And I said, you know what? I go, this is bullshit. Those kids are not fighting. They're doing jiu-jitsu, grappling. But what they're doing is they're showing it before, like, it looked like a local event, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was, like, the first thing they had, like, to kind of get the crowd warmed up. So these kids were out there, and they were grappling, okay? And Good Morning America made it sound like these kids were fighting, and it was a bad thing, and it was, like, this huge story. And this brings me to that point. Like, this is another reason why, like, New York and those states, that I think there's still that impression of people don't understand the sport, and they look at that, and they look at two kids. Now, I disagree that they should be letting these kids do it in front of a couple thousand people in a cage. It's too much pressure for young kids like that.
Oh, I don't care about that.
But to say that they're fighting, they basically... I wrote them a short email. I don't think they'll read it, but I'm like, this is the worst journalism I've ever seen. They're lying to the public.
Huh?
And Good Morning America has millions of viewers every day. If you've seen that, if you saw that out there, you probably are as pissed as I am. They're lying. They said these kids were fighting. They're not fighting. It was like an exhibition grappling match.
Yeah, they're just trying to give each other hand jobs.
That's all it was. And you know, and they're like saying, oh, and then they let him keep going because one kid put the other kid in an arm bar. And like it looked like it was like a circus show. It wasn't a
freak show. I don't be up for a freak show.
But, you know, I just figured I'd mention that. I don't know if you probably didn't see it, it sounds like. But and I've seen this a few times now where they sensationalize certain things and they kind of key on a few things and they don't show you the whole picture. So that if you're somebody that doesn't understand the sport at all, you look at it and go, what the hell? They got 8-year-olds fighting? It's crazy in a cage. You know, this sport is brutal. Ban this shit, you know? I'm sorry. I had to go off on a rant. You're like, okay. Yeah, go. So I've been meaning
to ask you. What was your point to this story?
My point was is that that's the reason why.
It's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit in New York.
That's why they're not going to legalize MMA.
Right, because the general public out there in general still looks down on MMA. I know you don't think so, but I'm telling you, there's still that stigma on the sport where it's not, when you tell someone, oh, I'm going to go watch boxing.
Mm-hmm.
nobody will be like, oh, you're a savage. They'll just say, oh, okay, cool. It's like you tell them you go and watch a baseball game. If you say, oh, I'm going to go watch MMA, there's still a lot of people who...
Well, I think that's just because some people may still associate it from, like, the 90s when it was no rules and no holds barred. And think back to, like, being a kid. I remember the only thing you would watch, you had, like, fucking five channels to watch.
Yep.
And one of them was, like, ABC Wild World. Here we go. Wild World of Sports. I'm going to start fucking up my language. It's all good. And fucking boxing was on all the time. Yeah. So you'd be watching boxing nonstop because there wasn't anything else on. If that was the sport that they were covering, you're watching it. So it seems like boxing was a more popular sport, and more the older generation probably associates more with that versus trying to buy into MMA. Plus, how often have you seen it on national TV until we really get to see it on Fox? I mean, yeah, you had a little bit of it on CBS, but that's fucking, it was like Kimbo Slice and fucking shenanigans. That wasn't MMA. When I'm at the dentist and he's on the fucking tech or whatever that's cleaning my teeth, trying to talk to me about baseball, I'm like, dude, I don't fucking watch baseball.
No idea.
Like, well, let's talk about something I like. You watch, you fan of MMA? It's like, yeah, I know MMA, you know, fucking Kimbo Slice. Like, all right, this conversation is over. That is not MMA.
That's right.
That's fucking backyard brawling, my friend. So that's the problem. A lot of people also, that was their first impression of MMA, was fucking Kimbo Slice. Like, oh, man. And then you have a brawl, and then Gus Johnson, lipstick and all, fucks it up. And like you just said, you know,
these
sometimes.
These things happen in MMA?
Yeah.
Sometimes these things happen. Sorry, so, I didn't mean to digress. I kind of was. I wrote that down a show ago. I saw that like last week or something, and it really made me mad. Like I was walking around my house. My wife was like, "What's wrong with you?" I'm like, "This is
she's
bullshit."
She's walking around with two black eyes now.
Fucking bullshit, man. They're totally lying. I feel like we're not okay. I don't consider ourselves necessarily journalists, but we do report on things sometimes.
Honest reporting.
And we do interviews and things, and we have opinions. I feel like as a journalist, you have a responsibility. I don't mind if you're biased, but you have to tell the truth. And if you're going to paint a picture out there, it has to be an honest picture, not something that's slanted to the point where it gets you like ratings. Or they made it seem like this big deal. And it really, I mean, the only big deal about it was these young kids in a cage in front of a lot of people, which may be too much too soon for them, but they were not fighting. So there's a big difference. Nobody was trying to kill anybody. It was just like a wrestling match. You know, kids wrestle.
I don't know. Maybe they should just bring live chickens out. Let them try to bite the heads off the
chickens.
Actually,
that'd be cool. That's illegal too. Cockfighting is not legal either.
Well, it depends what country you're in.
In the U.S.
I work with someone whose dad is a
cockfighter.
He trains.
I fight your cock.
He juices them up too. They're on the juice. He's got all sorts of like. Horse.
Like a big schlong, 17-inch schlong.
Oh, hey. See, now he's bringing it up. Yeah, he's got all sorts of like horse steroids that he's pumping these chickens up with, making them fucking crazy.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah. So all sorts of shit going down.
Should we get back to
other countries?
Try to get back to this card somehow.
Well,
speaking of steroids.
Speaking of bonus money, I didn't even mention that.
Oh, yeah.
Fight of the night would have been Jones, Rampage, KO of the night, Koscheck, sub of the night, Diaz.
Okay.
Pretty
so
easy.
With this KO of the night, what do you think is next for Josh Koscheck?
It's a good question. Is he going to be at 185 or 170?
I thought he was going to move up to 185 already, and then this opportunity came along, and he just wanted to get a payday.
Yeah.
He was looking to get back in there, and he saw it probably was like, Matt Hughes, shit, I can fight Matt Hughes. So.
Yeah, I think that was his gig. Like, he wanted to fight a named person, and then this Hughes thing came up, and he was like, oh, shit. I get in on this action, this sweepstakes.
Yep. And he got the bonus money, too.
Yeah. So
how much was it? 75?
Probably 75. Yeah, 75. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he wanted to move up to 185 so they wouldn't make him fight John Fitch. They don't want to have that.
Or GSP again.
Matchup. Well, he already got two shots at that.
Yeah.
That's done. He probably would be better served moving up to 185.
Yeah.
At 33.
Mm-hmm. Fight a little bit heavier weight class.
Yeah. 185. Who's a good match for him?
Chael Sonnen?
No, Sonnen's got Stan, and then we'll have to see what's going to happen there.
Vanderlei Silva. Everyone else is calling.
Vanderlei's got Well, Belfort pulled out, right? Yeah,
Vanderlei took.
So he's got Kung Lee.
Yeah. He can fight the winner of that. I think they're going to give him someone upper tier.
Echelon.
Yeah. At 185.
Maybe a loser of Sun and Stan.
Maybe, yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty top level. Get him right in the mix.
Yeah, I think you would have to give him a shot.
Because they're going
to
fight soon, so that actually could be pretty doable.
Yeah.
Done.
Moving on, we have our favorite Spart of the show.
You're Spart? Are you Spartacus?
I am Spartacus.
That's awesome. What do you call that?
What?
I am Spartacus.
I don't know. What do you mean?
You didn't see that movie?
Which one?
That one.
Spartacus?
No, that was that thing you do. You never saw that one?
Oh,
like
where
that
where
fake band with Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, and they're playing the song.
Yeah, and the drummer was like fucking wailing away, and he's like recording it, and then the guy was like, "Ah, what do you call that?" I thought it was Spartacus.
Oh.
I could be totally wrong on that.
I forgot that. I know the movie, but I forgot that part.
What? I don't need to fact check.
Okay, don't worry about it.
That was it. And that's what I'm going with the name of.
Moving on to sponsors.
Sponsors.
We have MMAHQ.com, the world's best daily deal site.
In the world.
With the latest fighters, trends, and brands. You can check MMAHQ.com where they have one sale per day starting at 11 Eastern. Check it out. They have new shit constantly. Also, their sister site, BJJHQ. If you're looking to outfit yourself with some gear, great place, both of them, to do that. You can keep an eye on what they got going on. They always rotate through, you know, shorts, shirts, clothes. They had like the crazy mask. What is that called? The Boss Rutan mask. What is it called? You know what I'm talking about.
The Wizinator?
No, that's a different one. The training mask. Is it called training mask? I forgot. But they just
that
had a
sounds
sale.
Like
they just had a sale on that, which was cool. I almost bought one, but I'm like, when am I going to use that? My wife would think I'm nuts.
What's that?
Can you imagine come home in the bedroom, be like, got the training mask on? I'm like, hey,
that'd
what's
be
up?
Awesome.
Okay. What are you doing, honey? I'm trying to build on my cardio.
I'm just trying to, yeah. Just trying to keep
I need cardio.
My air just flowing back in.
That's right.
You can probably use that for other things, too.
Yes, maybe. Also, we have
moving right along
the boxing box.
The boxing box
by New Face. It's the only interactive fighting product that will challenge your fighting instincts
and reflexes.
You can go to fightinginstincts.com, and for $39.99, this can be yours. You know what's messed up?
What
is I'm not reading anymore. I have no idea how I know the slogan, but it just comes out. It's weird.
You've only done it for 70 shows. I would hope it sticks. I would be able to regurgitate some of it. But usually when you're talking, I'm just...
Should I leave?
I just hear this. Blah, 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 blah.
He says I talk too much. Also, we have BetDSI.com.
That's right.
Where you can bet on MMA and save 20%.
Off all your masturbation needs?
No.
Oh, that's a different product. Off your betting needs.
You need to check out their website or Facebook, facebook.com/... BetDSI, where you can find out more information about the win a trip to Punta Cana contest.
Yeah, maybe the 8-ball could go with you.
The 8-ball can go with you. So check them out. Bet
awesome.
Early, bet often if it's legal in your
state. The Magic 8-Ball should
country.
Go wherever people go. We should have the Magic 8-Ball all
around.
Around the world.
We should ask
like
people,
Evil
like,
Bert.
It'd be sweet if we had like some way to print like you know how like sometimes you can make these figures out of paper?
Mm-hmm.
You can print them out and then they become 3D. People can post pictures of themselves, like, with us in weird places.
I thought you were going to say, like, our nuts.
The nuts would be cool, too. Yeah, with the nuts, that would be even better.
Nah, I'm just
talking about
mine. No, these nuts.
That would be cool, though.
Yeah.
If we could print these out somehow, I don't know, we have to check that out. That'd be sweet. Like, people have post crazy photos on our Facebook.
That would be awesome. We should make fucking those guys, like, real, like these
guys. It's probably
possible. Fuck, yeah. I want them to be able to move their arms like G.I. Joe figures. So.
Okay. Nice.
New project.
That would be sweet.
New project.
Making internal notes.
Hang on. See that one's got to go on my phone. Sorry.
Yeah. So check them out, betdsi.com. Still on sponsors. And that will bring us to the main event of this card as you enter your notes.
I can't even hear what you're saying right
John
now.
John Jones versus Rampage Jackson. The 4.5 rounds of interesting fighting between... the light heavyweight champion and the former light heavyweight champion, as I try to ramble till he catches up.
Don't worry, I got it. We're in the zone,
so,
baby.
I just want to say that nobody in their right mind would have expected John Jones to come out looking like the, what did you call it? Cricket? Spider? What the
hell? No, he was doing like the spider monkey for the first minute, And then he decides to stand up, and then he's going southpaw. So the first round to me looked like it was just, let me try to confuse Mr. Rampage over here. Mm-hmm. And then the second round, I don't know if it was by the second or third round, I told Engel, I'm like, watch it. He's playing red light, green light right now. Every time he stands southpaw, Rampage moves back or stands in the same place. Mm-hmm. Every time he's standing orthodox, Rampage comes forward. Was fucking weird. So yeah, they must have scouted something on him to see that. But if you go back and watch that, it's like almost like clockwork every time he switches his stance.
I didn't even notice it until you point. I was like, wow, you're right. That's really weird.
Like, what the fuck? Like almost like his whole thought process got fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, and Jones looked off his game, I have to say. I think that's not the same guy that fought Bader and Matyushenko. And even if you go all the way back to Brandon Vera and you know, Shogun, it's not the same guy. Like, he seems...
I've got a theory.
What's the theory?
That he wanted to drag this out for four rounds.
To see what would happen?
Yeah. Well, I think what it was is he knew by the fourth round, Rampage's cardio is going to be blown.
He was tired, yeah.
Rampage There's no way he's going to carry four rounds of cardio. But, yeah, that is not the same...
No.
John Jones that we've seen.
He barely threw leg kicks. I mean...
No, he threw leg kicks.
He threw leg kicks, but not like he did... It almost seemed like he wasn't throwing them with bad intention. It was just to kind of annoy Rampage. Like, he was just kind of... You know, like, I think when he fought, like, Shogun and all, he was just jacking people before, and now it was like...
It was much... It was a lot more paced.
Yeah.
Maybe that was because he didn't want to blow his cardio out.
Could be.
You know, because seeing how he went with Shogun, he was weathered by the second round and the third round for sure. So maybe, like, they told him this time, pace yourself. Don't go crazy.
See what happens.
Confuse him. And
so are we
going
to see Jones, like, convert to a GSP-type strategy as he evolves as a fighter?
Well, it took him longer to finish.
Yes, it did.
But he did still finish, so credit him for that.
You got the choke, was it?
Yeah, you got the rear naked choke. So I'm okay with him testing out different strategies as long as he's going to finish someone in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Not granted, it's not as exciting as a Shogun fight, but still. He finished Rampage, and Rampage is not easy to finish.
Right.
I think Rampage said to himself that the last person to finish him was Sakuraba, and fuck, when was that? Long time ago.
Yeah, it was a real long time ago. And we almost had a moment of Rampage slamming him, too, but it was the end of the round where... I think it was the end of the first, maybe, where Jones was trying to lock up a triangle, and then the bell rang.
Yeah, like the last 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then there was that point, I don't know if it was between the third and fourth round, where Jones was going for the takedown, and then the bell rang, and he just kind of like...
Threw him over. Yeah.
He's like, he talked about that in the post-fight press conference. He's just like, hey, I just wanted to finish strong. That's what we practice in training. You know, you go for that takedown, the bell rings, you finish it off.
You finish, yeah.
You don't just gently put the guy down, so.
Yeah, and they brought Rashad in after, and Jones.
I missed that part.
He seemed a little annoyed.
Well, they already did that, like.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It almost seemed like Jones is thinking Rashad is trying to steal his thunder. But, I mean, the UFC brings Rashad in. It's not like Rashad's like, I want to go in the cage.
Right.
You know, so. It's almost, you know, you see his youth still come out at times. And even in the press conference, mm-hmm. he was saying, I don't want to talk about Rashad Evans. And then eventually he gave in and was talking, you know. It's like, come on, you're the champ. We want to know what's next. Like, you know.
Well, that's what is next, right?
Right, yes. That's what's next for him, Rashad Evans. I'm very excited about that. I don't know if they didn't put an official time on that, so.
No, and I think the only person that can beat John Jones, I've said it before, I thought John Jones is the only person that can beat John Jones, but I think a strong wrestler like a Rashad, like a Phil Davis, could beat him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's to be determined.
Yeah. Rashad has the stand-up, where Davis is still working on it.
He's a little green, but...
Both of those guys.
You need a strong wrestler that can put Jones on his back.
Yep. Yeah. And one thing that surprised me in this fight, he wasn't able to take Rampage down so easy.
Well, I don't know if he really committed to it. It was more like he was toying around with it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, granted, Rampage does have good takedown
defense. Yeah.
But it was like the first few rounds. Like, everything wasn't like a full commit to engage. It was still almost confusion for me. Mm-hmm.
And this was probably the best shape Rampage I've seen in years.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention that. His training camp was at that fucking Muscle Farm facility in Colorado where he fucking basically just moved in there, lived there for 2 months, and it's like a multi-million dollar facility. Rampage was like the goddamn bionic man, a $6 million man. He's in hyperbolic chambers. They're fucking scanning him daily to check out his muscle density. Like, he was on some fucking next level training shit, Olympic style. They're probably testing his blood levels, checking his sperm count, however they do that. I don't know. A couple midgets juggling his gonads, if you will, shaving him down, making him rampage. I don't know. It would look pretty awesome. He was the only one there.
Who gets that job? Just ball shaving.
Yeah. Hey, whatever it takes. Some people got to get paid. And if you're half size, good for you.
This is like a short guy, so he doesn't have to
bend. You don't want to have someone hurting their back or their knees.
Okay. Nice.
I don't know.
So what's next for Rampage? I think time will tell.
Well, he said he wants to fight Shogun, but Shogun, he didn't realize Shogun's fighting Henderson. So, he said he wants to fight Shogun in Japan. So, he wants to try to make that happen.
Get that win back?
Mm-hmm.
So, that would be cool. They are planning a Japan card. I heard it was sometime around New Year. Like January time frame.
Yeah.
There's January, February. I thought I heard January 12th or something crazy, but they're
Spectakiyama.
Yeah. I heard Prokop Nogueira might be potentially in line for that kind of...
I'm okay with that.
Like,
we need
that fight.
Some
guys go at it.
We need some senior league action, baby.
Yeah.
Don't put these young guys against these up and coming bucks, because I think they did that with Ebersol. Isn't he supposed to fight McDonald, Rory McDonald?
Yeah.
And it was funny because after his fight, as I digress a little bit, after Ebersol's fight, he's like, man, I hope they don't put me up against someone like McDonald, because that doesn't really make sense. I want to fight older guys since I'm older.
Yeah.
And then they go ahead and set that fight up for him, and like, fuck you. Like,
damn you, people.
Yeah.
The UFC gets what the UFC wants, I guess.
Yeah. But you should put the aging guys against the aging guys, so you're a little more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it.
More interesting, too.
Yeah.
Especially throwback fights are cool. If the guys
it's true that.
So overall, the card for me... was more like, I would say like a 5.5 maybe. It's like in the average.
We're so in tune because I just dialed the score in my head and it was 5.5.
Really?
It's fucking
it's
ridiculous,
just
man.
Right in the middle there.
Yeah.
Slightly better than average. So.
Yeah. And it started off on such a high note. Let me say that. That Diaz fight was awesome.
It was cool.
And we were all fired up, and then it just went dive, and then peaked a little, and then it kind of dialed. Oh.
The heavyweights killed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was boring shit. I mean, it was just like, whatever. But.
Yep.
That will bring us
move
to
right
viewer
along.
Mail. Let's see.
I feel like I should be in like a thinking pose or something.
All right.
Like man
Keith Farrell from
shit.
Facebook would like to know if you think Rampage will ever fight for the title again.
Let's see. Rampage is at 30. How old is he? He's up there, right?
33, I think.
33-ish. He's in his 30s. How's that? Loses to Jones. Mm-hmm. Will he fight for a title again?
No.
I think that was it. I think that's it.
He blew his wad there. I think he probably, my opinion is he'll have one more fight and then maybe be done.
Because it sounded like even before this fight we were talking about it, he wants to do that acting thing.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I can make a lot of money over here. Not yet.
I haven't seen it either.
I'm going to. I will see it.
I have it. I just never watched it.
Oh, you DVR that shit?
I will not say how I have it, but I do have a copy.
Then fucking share that shit. I don't know what your sources are.
It's in.
You have a local connection.
iTunes format.
You need a local connection.
Huh?
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So we agree on that.
Yes.
Ryan Smith wants to know, who I think he was at the event, which is pretty cool. He said
yes,
that time.
Very cool.
If we think Diaz is better at 55 or 70.
Since oh, Jesus. 55, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
At 70, he was just too small.
Destroyed.
And the wrestlers, especially the wrestlers or anybody stronger than him, they were manhandling him. 55, he's got a sporting chance. It's just the weight cut and how does that affect him. And he looked impressive. Granted, it's against an aging Gomi, but let's see how it's going to play out this time around.
Yeah.
I like it.
Very
I like
well.
Him at 55.
Me too. I think he belongs down there. He didn't look like he was drawn out or anything.
No, he looked like he could have gone on a 3 hard rounds, like solid. So,
mm-hmm. Another question was, I didn't see this, but maybe you did. Karen Bryan, I guess, interviewed Rampage again, and there was some more jiggling titties talk and all that stuff, and I guess her husband was standing right there. It was awkward. I didn't see the interview. Keith wants to know if fighters, when they're doing things like this, should the UFC do something to put them back in line? He also wants to make sure that we understand he has nothing against jiggling titties. He just wants, I think his question is this bad for the sport given the you know, obviously, like, you know, it's...
All right, here, let me talk already.
Sorry.
It's okay for the sport. I mean, it's fucking MMA. These guys should be crazy. Fucking half of them are crazy. He's out fucking smashing cars and shit. He's Rampage, right? He went on that Rampage.
What about Fox? What about the fact that this is becoming mainstream now?
Oh, it doesn't matter. My problem is, if you're the cameraman and you're her husband, you need to take care of that shit right there. I don't give a fuck if that's Rampage. You don't let another man put his face in your wife's titties. That doesn't happen.
So you stop the recording, say, hey.
Listen, yes. You just stop shit and say, listen, I know you're Rampage and everything, but this is my wife. This does not happen here.
Right.
We don't play this game.
I think if you say that to him in a stern tone, but maybe not, just say, hey, man, I think he'd be like, oh.
Yeah, there's a line you cross.
Sorry,
that's another man's wife.
Right. Yeah.
So that from that standpoint, that's where I have a problem.
Sorry, I rambled.
If she's single, whatever, dude.
If she's single, that's okay.
You take your chances.
But this shit doesn't go down in football. Like, they had all this scandal last year with the Jets and that one. You know, it's...
But that's a whole other thing, because they let the women go into the men's locker rooms. And the fucking women shouldn't be in the men's locker rooms, because men don't go into women's locker rooms.
Well, they can go in there as long as they understand what they're getting into. There's going to be cocks in the men's locker room.
Well, do men go in the women's locker room?
Well, no, because they wouldn't let, you know.
Right.
Because they know
so
we are.
So it should be the same
okay.
thing.
They know who we are. We're like, oh, this is great. I'm in the women's locker
room. Right. But well, then they should not be allowed in the men's. That's, you're just creating an environment or a recipe for disaster. Right.
Big cocks.
You're like, just running around. You don't know what goes down in the men's locker room. They run around with hard cocks like crazy. Yeah, cockfight just for kicks. They callus their dicks up, and then they what is the weapon? It's not a tallywhacker.
I know what you're talking
about. It's a blackjack.
From the last show. You got the name?
I think it's a blackjack.
Blackjack?
I don't know.
What
was the question?
It
doesn't matter because it was answered.
It was, and I'm sorry, I ramble sometimes.
No worries. We're only going to do two shows tonight.
All right, I think that's it. So that's all I got for
Shut
email.
It down.
So if you'd like to send a question to the show,
where can they do that at, Ingo?
Do so at fans@MMAnounce.com, or you can check us out on Facebook, iTunes, Twitter, Twitter, YouTube, all those places.
Yeah.
Any knowledge for us before we go?
Just real quick. So last night, after watching UFC, we were hanging out at Ingo's house in his garage, and I had an epiphany. I was on fire.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying. I was on fire, and I was talking about my daughter, and it's like sometimes... She's in first grade. Sometimes I give her frozen bacon. We have pre-cooked frozen bacon.
I remember that.
And I was like, wow, if you give your daughter frozen bacon, do you consider that a meat popsicle? Is that a meat popsicle?
It is a meat popsicle.
It is a meat popsicle. Yeah. So I'm just imagining her at school, like, talking to her teacher, like,
oh, my God.
Oh yeah, I was hanging out with my daddy. He gave me a meat popsicle last night.
Oh, I was dying last night when you were saying that. It's one of those moments in life where if that really happens, you have a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah, it totally. Because, like, that could get taken so wrong. But it's so right. You've ever had frozen bacon with all that juicy fat on it?
I haven't had frozen bacon.
Oh, I'll just give you a slice. It's right upstairs.
So it's pre-cooked, right?
Yeah, it's pre-cooked.
Oh, okay. I thought when you said yesterday it was raw.
No, it's pre-cooked.
Oh, okay. So I was going to be like, that's gross.
But it's a meat popsicle.
A dog might like that. I don't know about, you know.
No, us humans like it. I eat it.
Cooked sounds good.
Eat the meat popsicle every once in a while.
Meat stick.
It's all got
Okay.
It's not terrible.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. On that note,
yep.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith.
And if you enjoyed meat popsicles,
it's all gravy,
it's all
baby.
Gravy.
We got no problems?
Yes.
All right.
It's all good.
Thanks for playing.
See you guys next time.